when Simon Shin Lamed Sif Dalid, so the Mechaber says there are three Zmanim by a Yeledis. The Mechaber says as follows: Ko Shloisha Yomim Arishainim, the first 3 days, Afilu Amra Eina Tzricha, Afilu the Yeledis says that there's no need to be Mechalo Shabbos for her. She's doing fine. Machalin Oleos HaShabbos, we Machalo Shabbos, and we'll see in Mishnah Berurah exactly what we are speaking about. Mishloisha Va'achive, from the 3rd day to the 7th day, then, if she doesn't say anything, you're also Machalo Shabbos. But Omro, she says there's no need to be Mechalo Shabbos. Ein Mechalolim. Then you're not Mechalo Shabbos. Mikan ve'elech, after the 7th day, afilu omro tzrichani, afilu she said that she feels she needs certain inyonim, ein mechalon aleo, one is not permitted to be mechalo Shabbos on her with melachis v'raise, el harei hi ad shleishim yoim kecheilo she'ein b'isakone. She has a din of a cheile she'ein b'isakone, which the halacha is that cheile she'ein b'isakone, one is permitted to tell a goy to do a malacha d'iraise, but al koponem, that is it. The ayid is not permitted to do a malacha d'iraise mishiva va'ad shleishim. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mechaber spoke about days. First 3 days, then 7 days, and then 30 days. The loich hashvinen me'eis leis. So the Mishnah Berurah says we don't hashbin 3 periods, 3 24-hour periods. K'may shekosov tavreish yudzayin legabi yom kippurim. The Mechaber says in Hilchos Yom Kippur that the cheshbon is that what she's not permitted to fast, the first 3 days, is 3 days, you don't cheshbon with three mes less, 3 intervals of 24 hours. Malkain. So if the cheshbon is 3 days, im ha'ilida b'yayim revi'i kaidem bein hashemoshes. So if she gave birth right before the shkia on Wednesday, so Wednesday is the first day, so there was 15 minutes till the shkia, so that's 1 day. Thursday is the 2nd day, Friday is the 3rd day, so when it comes Shabbos, it's after the 3 days, so that's how it would come out. If she said Tzrichani, so then afilu the 7 day period, one is permitted to be Mechalo Shabbos. But if she did not say Tzrichani, so then after the 3 days, already one is not Mechalo Shabbos. Kain Tosav Hamogin Avraham. So this is a tremendous chumrim, that it is dependent in days. Va'ayin v'simen tov reish yud zayin, shemigamgim hagro mo'oid shom. The goyin is very much mefakpeik on this halacha. V'kosav demiloshen harosh beperik merube mashme, shesoyver kain bepshites de kavones agmore hu meis leis. He says, if you look into the Rosh and Baba Kamer, you will see that the Rosh says that the Cheshbon is three May slaves. V'loy rak l'tirutzei l'divrei b'hakosi. The Rosh is not just coming to say a teretz on the Bahag. No, the Rosh holds like that. That the first 3 days, which is a sakona for a yodis, it means the first 3 24-hour periods. V'chein muchach k'divrei ha'gro behedye b'tshuvas ha'rosh. Now the Mishnah Berurah steps in. He says, if you look in the tshuvas ha'rosh, klal chovov simen gimel shesoy v'kein b'mshitis, that we hash been with 3 May slaves. Ayin shom. V'chein mashme midivrei ha'ritva b'perik ha'belezer demile. So we have already a Rosh and a Ritve that say that the Cheshbon is the three, what it says, 3 days. She is a din of a chayla she'ein be sakone, afilu she says, eino tzricha v'mechalo Shabbos. That means the first 3 May slaves. Va'ayin b'liyo rabbi shekosav d'midim re'isa v'heter, another rishin, gam ke'mashme, v'binin shloisha yomim shleimim, 3 May slays, spino May slays. Achakach motzosi b'seifa neza yisro b'shem tshuvas b'safraim, shekam ke'n kosav k'dvoreinu. So, Mamela, we have already many poiskim that hold that what a yodis is a din of a chayla sheyesh by sakone. Nafilu, she says, eino tzricho v'machalo Shabbos. We'll speak about this later, in which inyone v'machalo Shabbos. So, there's a large amount of Rishonim, Arosh, Aritve, Isavaheta, and then a base of Raim that hold, not like the Morgan of Rome, and you Cheshbon with 3 May slaves. The Ninza Lafize, the Bein Linyan Malachi Shabbos, Bein Linyan Yom HaKippurim, Ad Gimel May slaves, Cheshvina Lo Lemesukenes, Sai by Shabbos and Sai by Yom Kippur. Umuta afilu lo yomro tzrichani. Afilu, she didn't say tzrichani. She said, Faker, she says, I don't need. We're mechalo Shabbos, and she fasts. She doesn't fast. Umigimel adai me slays, ksha omro tzrichani. Venire delinian. So then also we will, could be mekel. We could be makel also 7 May slaves. Neil dinyan yom kippurim bevada yesh letzadik lohokel v'sofik nefoshes hu. So memela, so she says she needs, and it's after the 7th day, but it's still the 7th May slaves. One could be makel. Afilu l'inyan Shabbos, kam kenim le'nizdamen lo'yozoi v'gilulim lasis lo'yodi shoriyoi de Yisroel, that by Shabbos also one can be, by Shabbos one can be mekel if there's no yid to be soimach on 3 May slaves. Now there's a very interesting shaila I saw until this, I yelled this from Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein. He declares a fakerte shaila. He says, let us say that a woman gave birth in Eretz Yisrael as soon as it became Thursday night. So we have over here Thursday night, Friday night, Shabbos. That's 3 days, 3 minutes less, no shaila. But now, what happened? She went to America. Now that she went to America, so it comes out like this. The three, if you cheshbon with days, so you have 3 days. So you have Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So you mechalo Shabbos, the whole Shabbos. If you cheshbon with a mace lace, so it comes out Shabbos, an hour, we're 7 hours, we're 7 hours behind them. So in Eretz Yisrael, the 3 mace lace stopped an hour after Chatzos. That means, so an hour after Chatzos in Shabbos, 3 mace lace passed. But it's still on the third day. So here the Mishabur says, we cheshbon with a mace lace. So he brings down from Rabbi Eliashiv, we cheshbon with a mace lace lekulim. That means even it's more than 3 days. That means it was more than 3 days, but it's still 3 mace lace. So one is permitted to consider that this is still in the third day. But if it's less than 3 days, that means now she's in America and it's in the middle of Shabbos, so it's the third day. So even though it's more than 3 times 24 hours since she had the baby, that means that by the Shabbos already, Shabbos in the afternoon, it's more than 3 times a 24-hour period of time. Afal pi kein, this has a din of a chole sheyesh b'isakone, and we're mechalo Shabbos. So that's very important to know. This is a gemaldik kulel. Harishonim. Now the first 3 days. So now we have to know, like, there's a big shaila in the Bir Halochev, that if we start counting from when the Leide started, or do we start from the Leide finished? So here, the Mishnah Berurah says, Migmar Leide, and that's in Bir Halochis Mesupik, but the Poskim Pastron like that we cheshbon from Migmar Leide, that the 3 days start after, that means Kozman, she's in the middle of the Leide, she's Zichah Mesukenet, there's no Shaila about it. But now there's 3 days after the Leide, And the Poskim say, if let us say the Yucheshbon the Leide after the placenta went out also, that means if the Leide ended already and the placenta is going to go out later, so we start counting from when that's called the Gmar Leide, that's when the Leide ended, and then we start counting 3 days. Now, let us see what we are speaking about. Afilu Omro Eino Sricho. She says she doesn't need these things. Now, what are we speaking about? Heimd veheim dvorim shechabroiseo oimrois shedobor zeh oisim lechaya. Her friends say, all the experienced women who had babies, they say that these things are important for a yodis. V'chol chaya tzricha lekach, and every yodis needs it. She says, I don't need it. I feel fine. I don't need it. So Memele, so now the Shaila is, what does one do? Ve'ein kan roife, oimi yaledes hachomo, lureis imachaya zois tzriso lekach. That means like this. Her friends cannot say that she does need it or doesn't need it. What she needs or what she doesn't need, they're not doctors. They can't say anything. Her friends are saying, in the mini ko'ilam is, in the first 3 days, we'll see that, The first 3 days, let's say if she's cold, they put on the heat. And then they say, oh, this says maybe she's very hot, she'll have to put on an air conditioner for her. It seems they used to wash b'chamim, that he brings down also, the first 3 days. And one is permitted to put on a light to see whatever she needs. She hears a din of a mesukenis for these things. And she says she doesn't need it. And we'll see later in the Mishnah Berurah. Bizman Chazal, they used to cook for her freshly cooked food each day. We'll see, maybe now it changed a little bit. But Bizman Chazal, we had it cooked for her a freshly cooked meal each day. That was the normal anhoge for every Yodis. Now, that's what her friends say. They don't know if she's a superwoman or something. They just know that's the minute. That's what her friends are saying. Now, if I have a doctor here, so a doctor could examine her and can tell us, no, this woman is different. She doesn't need it. But we are speaking about, I don't have a doctor. We just have our friends who tell us this is the minikoilom. And she says, I don't need it. I feel fine. That is the story over here. Mechalalin. So the din is we do not listen to her as long as we don't have a medical opinion that agrees with her. And normally every Yodis needs these things. Mechalalim. Right. The chivin, the kol ha-yodis, tzrichais lekach, normally every Yodis needs these things. These are essential things, and it's detrimental for their life if they won't have it. I don't know. Maybe she's different. Maybe she's a gibbotest. Maybe she can wait till at night. So the friends say this was normally done by most women. If she's different, I don't know. So I don't know if she's different or not. So but we don't listen to her. She says, listen, I feel fine. I'm telling you how I feel. Why? The dumer chushas adas noctolo. Maybe fakert. Now what she says she feels fine is because she doesn't feel fine. She had a lady and so she doesn't realize what a matzav is. So she's out of it. So she says, I feel fine. So, but I can't rely on her opinion. Shemameses kol oichlim, that she has no appetite. Hashenu magisha l'shaita, she doesn't feel what a matzav really is. So memele, So what do I have over here? Most women need these things the first 3 days. And that's what our chaverim say. Most women need it. She says she doesn't need it, but she is not a reliable authority to tell us what she needs or what she doesn't need. Very interesting. If you have a yeledis in the 3 days, she eats what everyone else is eating. You don't have to cook special for me. What's left over, I can eat. I can have cold food. That's what she's eating. This is the Chumas HaRashba. You don't have to cook for me in Shabbos. What everyone else is eating, I'll eat too. This is the Chumas HaRashba. And she didn't claim food. The mesukenis onu choishvim layiladis. We assume she's a mesukenis. Mivnei sheboreho misparkin. After a lady, everything is misparkin. Is what? Falling apart, yeah. Umalusekesi. Ella Shane Mageshis Lishaito. She doesn't really feel how know what her matzah really is. Vim Taichel Tainam. She says, you don't have to cook for me. I can have cold food. Oy Shadvorim. Sheena Musukenis Oichel of Oysom. A Musukenis does not eat cold food. You don't give them cold chalantina, whatever it is. You give them health. Foods. We are afraid that this will bring to us sakonim. Lefichach, kol she'ein lo dvorim hamachzikim, she doesn't have foods which strengthen her. U'macholim habriyim, and they had special food for a yodish that strengthened her. Mechalin oleo es a Shabbos, or a mechalo Shabbos, ad kal l'shayne. So that means, so we have here a Rajma, we have here a Ramban. The normal procedure is we cook fresh food each day for a yodish. We do this on Shabbos also. And even though she says, I don't need it, we don't listen to her. Umi Kolmokin, Helcha Deika Chachoma Iroifen. But if there is a doctor, Vaimrim Gamken Sheinotzrich, and now you have a medical opinion that examined her and says, I'm telling you, she doesn't need this. Shame Ibrahim. So then we'll listen to them. She is not capable of understanding her true matzah. But if you have a doctor, Shahabi Chayis, Sheinotim Lem Chamin B'chol Yom. There are many Yodais who don't cook for them freshly cooked food each day. V'chosav Amogin Avrom, he says, now the minig is we don't cook for them in Shabbos. If we have hot food from yesterday, that means we kept it hot. So that's the minig, we don't cook for them. Hot kal l'shayne.
Maybe
what
you could help with?
If you don't have a doctor around, the standing orders, you can cook it, unless the Smogin Avram says that it changed. Now, if you have hot food for her, if you have hot food for her from yesterday, it's also good. But you don't have to ask a doctor for health. I assume, unless a doctor comes and tells us, but I assume that she needs it. That was the Mogen Avram says, the minig is that we don't cook for them and we give them hot food from yesterday. Everything is the way the chayil is. But on Kaponim, this Teres HaYodah says, if she's cold and you don't have a doctor, we put on the heat for her. We put on, in the 3 days, we put on the heat, and God, he brings down rechitzes also, that he doesn't bring down any chilkim on that. Rechitze b'chamim is something that in the 3 days, unless you'll have someone that says she doesn't need it. Chazal said that she needs these things. Now, this is a woman who gave birth. What if a woman was mapel, the uber, she didn't give birth, she lost a child. So they bring down from Rav Nissen Karelitz says, if the hapola was after 40 days of the ibul, it has the same din of a lady, and she has the same zmanim of 3 days, 7 days, and 30 days. There's no chilek. That's if the ones are pulling. If there was a pulling before 40 days, so then he says as follows. He says, "Man of the Apollos is Hamasukenes." But since there was no blood yet, until 40 days in Smaya Baalma, there was no Yetziris of blood. So this Seder that we say in Varem is Malkin, and thus we give 3, 7, and 30, only applies if it was noble, was at least over 40 days. It was less than 40 days, then even though she's a Mesukenet Vishas Apollo, but later she's not, she doesn't have these klolim. A woman that had a Caesarean, so they say she has these klolim. She could be she's more, she needs more than a normal yeletis because she had an operation also. So it could be she doesn't, so she's Zicha Nichlal and these and Yonim. That is the first 3 days. Mishloisha va'ad shiva. What is the din from 3 to 7? Amra eina tzricha. What if she said, I don't need it? Lefi she'eina b'cheskas mesukenes loisen advorim. If she says, that means still 3 days, we look at her, you must be making a mistake. You don't realize the chayma of your matzev. But after 3 days, if she says, I don't need it, so then we can rely on her. We could wait already after 3 days. So if she says, I don't need this, I don't need heat, I don't need hot food, I don't need rechitze, after 3 days, so memele, we will rely on her. That's if she says, I don't need avol v'stome. But if she didn't say anything, she doesn't know. So mechalalin, that means still 7 days. We're mechalalin, she is a din of a chayla, she is by sakonim. The mikol mokim, Iker shash sakone. There is a shash sakone. The only difference after 3 days, if she says, I know that I don't need it, we can say that she really knows, and then we'll rely on her. We moimel roife oicha chome shetzricha. Now, what is the other way around? She says, it's after 3 days, she says, I don't need it. But here we have a doctor that says she does need it. Psite de mechalalin afilo achaye meres eina tzricha. That's poshut. She says, I don't need, but a doctor, medical authority says that you need your mechalo Shabbos. Aval im shar chavreise oimreis shetzrichais. But here, that's the difference. Ochaverim say, she needs it, but their opinion is not a medical opinion. They're just saying what the normal derech is, the normal anog is for a yodis. That's what they're saying. And she says, I know I don't need it. Ein shaymim lahem lahakrish es hachaye. Then we will not listen to them. Fine. V'da'oid, the other way around. If she says, I need, Afsulu 100 doctors say she doesn't need, she doesn't need. Shaymim lo the lev yedeya moras navshay chmoish nizbar besimin tos reish yodches. That means if she says I feel very weak. And the doctor says, it's nothing. She knows better than any doctor. And God, I saw in Peres Hayodis, he brings down a maisa that there was a woman that was taken to the hospital for a lady. And the doctor said, she won't give birth yet. And she was there in the waiting room. There was only Eden there. She says, I don't feel good. Call a taxi. Eid. She said it two times. I don't feel good, I said. So he says, if she says she doesn't feel good, she knows how she feels. You'll have to be Mechalo Shabbos. She feels she doesn't feel good here. And you should zicha be Mechalo Shabbos. Leiv yedei moras nafshei. And he brings a very interesting Yerushalmi. He brings a Yerushalmi Masechta Teshuva, a story. A father was walking with his daughter on Yom Kippur. And the daughter told him, Tati, I'm very thirsty. He said, don't worry. And again, she told them, Tati, I'm very thirsty. And she was nifta. So he says, we have a murder kalimut from a Yerushalmi. You say two times already, and you're saying something, it's like your day and all this nafshe. That means, so the zicha such a klal, but leiv yedei amoras nafshei, and finished. Mikan veilach. Now, so that is till 7 days. From 7 to 30, even shonu yoidim she'ein lo chayli achav, she doesn't have another chayli. She also doesn't say she has another chayli. It's only that way she gave birth. Hakel b'kiyim, the mishum leide ain lo sakone lechamim. So there's no sakone to cook for her hot food or do some emele. It's only mutter to a goy. So a goy will be mutter. She says, "Didn't have a chayli she ain by sakone." You tell a guy to do it. Yeah. Now, Sif A, we're going to have a very interesting halacha. Hayeshevis ala mashbel. A woman was in the process of giving birth. Umesa, and she died. The Yeldis died. But she's already in the process of giving birth already, and she died. So the Mechaba Paskins, Mevi'in Sakin B'Shabbos, Abdullo Delech Rishus Arabim, the Koyin Bitno Meitzin Hamlad Shemo Yimotse Chai. So the Machaber says, Amar de Kechidish. We will see that even though normally a child will die when the mother dies, but if she's a Shemis Alamashme, there could be the child is still alive. And he's still alive, so therefore you have to be Mechalo Shabbos. Maybe you'll be able to rescue the child. You don't rescue something. So something to cross nevish is like Shabbos. That's what it says here. We'll see the Ramos Chaylik. That's what the Mechaber says. Umeitzi and Avlad, Shema Yimot Sechai. There is a possibility, and because of this, even though the Avlad is never Cheskes Chai, Shema Yimot Seichai. Now, Uma Shein Noigim Achshav Kein. So now the Ramos says, we don't do like this. Not only in Shabbos don't we do like this. Afilu B'chol, in the middle of the week, if the Yodis dies, we do not do anything to try to rescue the child. So we don't do the way the Mechaber says. So what's the shot? Mechaber is a Gemara. Mishum the ain bekiyim lahaker b'mises ha'ein b'korev kol kach she'emsher livlad lishyos. So the Gemara says, I'm worried the kizach. That means if we could pinpoint that the mother's dead already, she just died, with this a possibility to rescue the child. The child can still be alive. But we can't pinpoint that the mother died already. We have smakers, maybe she fainted, maybe those. So we have to wait a longer period of time to make sure that she's dead. Now, if we waited such a long period of time already, then I got news for you. So when you know clearly that the mother's dead, the child is isha dead. So they bring down a Amrizadike Tshuva from our Shmuel Bozna. Rachmana Litzlan. There was a maise, there was a woman that had Yana Machla, and there was no hopes that she'll get out of the Machla, and she was Muberes. So the Shaila was, he said, Bizmanenu, we have machines that can pinpoint when she's dead. If the baby's still alive, we can know right away if she's dead and the baby's alive. So Mamela, so then Lachaira, we should do this. We should do this. That means that we're talking about the muscles in the middle of the week, we also don't do anything. So now, with all our modern technology, we know that she's dead and the baby's alive. L'cheira, we should do this. He passed him like that. They asked him the shaila, and he passed him like that, not like Saramah. Saramah didn't have all our... And then he was told Rabbi Zalman also passed him like that. L'maisa, when it came, when this woman was... Everyone was in the hospital, she's my brother, sold the machines. There was a big behola. Everyone was sold to tumult, and no one did anything. And the kids, by the time anyone had a chance to think of doing something, the baby was dead also. So he just held that this was a simen min hashamayim, that we can't know clearly, pinpoint that she's really dead with us. And so he said he drew back his sock, unless other gedolim will be masking to him, then he'll do it. That's one thing. But I saw from Reb Shloime Zalman Auerbach a moiridik kedash, which is mamish moiridik. He says he witnessed a woman that's women, he said this was 10, 15 times this happened. Women were muboreis, and they were only living on machines. Respirator and those, and they're only living on machines, and they were muboreis, on giving them food, and they were brain dead. So they're living on machines, and those, they're breathing, and and they gave birth to a child, it's a few months later. They couldn't have contractions, but when they were able to see that the contractions are starting, so he said, so Al Kochoch, don't tell me that, she's dead, but it's an incubator, if the baby can grow and the food that she gets can feed the baby when they gather the baby, so you see Al Kaponim, there's some sort of fears there. Because of the machines. The machines are zicha doing something that she's not dead yet. With all your simonim. Amor Yedik Ezach, he says, Amor Yedik Eloshin, Sheshoma mikama uvdois, shekol chiyu shaleishim uberes hoya de machshirin, Avoglina was brain dead already. Shimshichu chadoshim v'noilan v'lad chai. So he says like this. He says, if you'll take a behemoth of beres, and you'll chop off the head, and you'll put it on machines, and it'll be able to give birth. So then, also, I'm not too sure if the Odom is like a Behemoth. But then, I'll see, maybe it is such a thing, that the Behemoth is like an incubator and does, and she's dead, and it still can. He says, Kozman, this was not proven. He says, he sees Fakel from this, that the machines make that there's still some sort of tears. And the male says, therefore you can't take out any volume and you can't, it's, there's still some sort of tears. That's what he brings down.
When Catholic. What?
You didn't do anything. You're talking about the Shabbos or during the week? You're talking about Shabbos. I really don't know if this will work. If she was on machines from before, so it could be the machines make that there some chias remains. But if to put it now on the machine, I just know I spoke to. Oh, to take the baby out, and the baby is still alive. No, they're so pushing. The baby dies when the mother dies, unless you do something right away. He's talking about she was on machines from before. The Rav Avraham Seifer told me a person that is brain dead and is on a respirator, and thus you should continue everything. You should not do new things, and you should not be mechallel Shabbos. So that he said for that person alone. Talking about a baby, something else, but for that he said to be mechallel Shabbos. I don't know. Maybe to be mechallel. Then there's two things. To say it's vaday dead is one thing. To say to be mechallel Shabbos perhaps is another thing. Yeah. Shema yimzachai. Rashminon shafilu sofik bikuach nefesh zem. Shloihoyo adayim becheskes chai loilom afilohochi doichi Shabbos. That's the chiddush over here. And mishum de'ein. So the Ramah says we do not do this mishum de'ein b'shem raknis alpha. So maybe we don't do anything because that means we don't know clearly if she's dead. We have to make sure. Yet, God, I saw, from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he said, we heard before, in Simen Shin Choftes, that one is not mechuyev to put himself in a sofik sakone to rescue someone from a madai sakone. He's not mechuyev. So he says, so for a mother to make a cesarean, that means if the doctor says, sure, make the cesarean, the baby will die. we shall make the cesarean, the baby kill it. But she's putting herself in a suffix on it.
She was alive.
What? She doesn't. You have to know. You have to know if that will be the case. If that will be the case. And she's in a second, yes. But he says, but Al Kaponim here. The minigoilam zikr is that we tell her to make us a Syrian and that she shouldn't be mistaken that the baby should die. But he says, he says, what if the child has a terrible mum? Or being born with a terrible, and she doesn't want to make us a Syrian to have such a child. He says, she's not mechuyev to do that. She says, oh, the baby, well, she's not doing anything. She's not doing anything. That's a chiddush. That's a meridike chiddush. She's putting herself on the sovereign sakona. But not she's not going to put herself on the sakona. It's a sakona. A Caesarean is a sakona. A meridike chiddush. That's what he says.
Who says she is?
Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman says this in the... let's just see... Oysen medure leyeledes ko shloishim tiyoim. ואפילו בתקופה סתמס, ובתור מלחם לסחמה כנגד מדור העיל על סמרש עין בוף. Now the Mechaber just said, אמור ידי כחידיש. We just said, till 30 days, if she's not a מסוכנס. And if she's not a מסוכנס, you can tell a guy to do it. But a yid should make a fire for her. She's very cold. So this is the Chiddush of the Shittas HaRaivit in the Magid Mishneh, that for this, she's a Mesukenes. If she says she feels cold, and there's no going there to do it, a Yid is allowed to do it. Ha'isim aduri le'yeledes kol shloishim yoyim. So I feel like it was coming, so let us see the Mishneh Berurim. Kol shloishim im yesh lo tzar tzine. V'svir alei, v'yesh sakona l'chayet kol shloishim b'tzine. This is a sakona. V'lefichoch, im yesh sha'idei oivin gilulim, oisim ha'idei Yisrael. U'lishor chayle, a different chayle, not a chayr shem b'sakona, a'idei oivin gilulim mutter. אפילו לאין סכון, אחרי לשם בסכון, ילעתת על הגוי תדוע מלוכה, אם צורך למדורר. ליש סכון, אם אימר שצורך, מותר פה לדי ישראל, ושיהם שבאי ותגילו לי. ואין בביר הלוכה שבאיש ידעס הרבה גדולי ראשיינם שסוירם, ודיס אמר די כחידי שתחי יחשי ודינה לני מדורר, גם כן כשהחוילה, שאין בו סכון, and the male Ayid is not allowed to do it. So, Reuven, could you sign this?
Oh.
And ask him also to sign. Do you have a pen?
Well.
Let me see what I'm not sleeping.